angels waging war in the unseen realm. Global events fulfilling biblical prophecy. Eternal life. What lies beyond mortality? From analyzing the paranormal from a biblical worldview to the discussion of cutting-edge science and technology, conspiracy, discovery, special investigative reports. Unafraid to explore the challenging issues facing humanity, welcome to another edition of Skywatch TV.
Our challenge as Christians is to make the best use of the gifts with which God has blessed us. And beyond that, then, to use those gifts to reach the unsaved. Welcome to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're beginning a four-week series on two important new books that will deal with those topics. How do we make the best use of what we've been given? And how do we use those gifts to preach outside the choir? Joining us on the panel as we discuss two important new books, the CEO of Defender Publishing and Skywatch TV. Welcome, Dr. Tom Horn. Tom,
great to be here, Derek.
And the authors of these two new books, first, our COO and the best-selling author of the books Time Bomb and Dead Pets Don't Lie. The new book is Everyday Champions. We welcome Joe Horn back to Skywatch TV.
Derek,
Joe,
thank you.
And his co-author on the best-selling book Time Bomb and author of the brand-new book, which reaches a generation that this hits close to home for me, as the father of millennial, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox. We welcome Allie Anderson back to the program.
Hi, Allie, Derek.
Welcome.
Thank you. I
know you're a mom with two children, just slightly younger than my daughter. Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, what is that paradox, and how do we go about reaching this generation?
Well, the largest community that's being the least affected by our modern church is the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. These are tomorrow's decision makers. They will shape the future of the political and social society for upcoming generations. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, these people are leaving the church in scores, and many churches don't know what to do about it. They're completely ill-equipped to handle this problem. Even churches that have tried to address the needs of the upcoming generation have often missed the mark by attempting things like church makeovers or implementing rock concert-style worship services, right, which are not what these generations of people are looking for. Mm. And even worse, some churches shrug this generation off as unreachable. Mm. Mm. I believe that the millennials are a large mission field, ripe for the picking, ready for salvation, and ready to embrace it. Mm. But this message has to be presented in a language that they'll understand. Think about this. The divide separating this generation from previous generations is the biggest generation gap that this world has ever seen because of the dramatic way that the world has changed in the last 100 years. History literally provides no template for how to deal with the modern generation. However, once the church makes a connection with this youngest generation in a lasting and meaningful way, the young generation will become the biggest group of activists for the Great Commission that the world has ever seen.
Hmm. So we could be on the verge of a revival. But Joe, if we're not making right use of the gifts, the talents that God has blessed us with, which kind of relates to your previous book, Time Bomb, that you and Allie co-wrote, which
right,
I would call it a holistic approach to ministry. If you don't feel well, you cannot mm-hmm be effective.
Right.
This takes this a step further, Everyday Champions, does it not? I mean, how do we make the best use of what God has given us then to reach this generation of millennials?
Right. Derek, I believe that God has burdened me with an urgent message for believers during what may be our final hours here on earth. I think another great awakening is literally right around the corner, and it could be the biggest spiritual movement the world has ever seen. I'm talking about a massive harvest of souls just ahead. I believe that God wants to pour out His Spirit in powerful, unprecedented ways, just like were predicted in Joel 2:28, by the way, including signs and wonders the likes the world has never witnessed before. I'm convinced of this. Listen, God is preparing a remnant right now, and I think it's time for believers in Christ to recognize, awaken, and operate fully in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which God has given them for the days ahead. And it is for these reasons that I've compiled the book, Everyday Champions, because this work deals with the most powerful yet overlooked gifts of the Spirit in the Bible, which almost never get talked about. they almost never get preached about, but these gifts can literally invigorate Christians with new abilities to function powerfully in the Spirit. And I believe Everyday Champions is going to help people unlock and recognize their particular gifting, the very reason God made them the way He did for such a time as this. And you know, as Christians, too often, when you hear the phrase gifts of the Spirit, we immediately think a couple of things, that we're referring to the ones in 1 Corinthians 12:8 through 10, which are wonderful, but they're the obvious gifts that everybody thinks they understand, the gifts of tongues, the gift of tongues and interpretations, healings, miracles, and so forth. Mm-hmm. But if you jump down the page just a little bit, 1 Corinthians 12:28 talks about the gifts of helps, the gift of governments. And if you jump over to Romans 12:6 through 8, you read about the gifts of ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, ruling, and mercy. The purpose behind Everyday Champions is to both educate and bring believers that are not aware that they've already been gifted with supernatural gifts via the Holy Spirit as ordained by God the Father Himself, and to help them recognize, familiarize themselves, and totally unlock these gifts. Because I believe that one of the keys to this revival that we're all talking about is believers everywhere for the first time unleashing the supernatural gifts that God has given them. And I believe that too many are walking around totally unaware that they both possess them, and they wouldn't have the first indication as to how to start fully recognizing and moving forward in these gifts.
Hmm. Now, Tom, you've indicated, you know, before the program, that these are two of the most important books that Defender has put out there, that the church in this day needs to reach this generation of millennials, because the research indicating that the young are leaving the church in droves, but that, as Joe indicated, that many of us don't even recognize what we're capable of, and don't even may not even recognize a gift for what it is. What do you see as the impact of these books?
Yeah, well, I've read both books. Both of them are absolutely maybe the timeliest thing we've ever published at Defender Publishing, and I say that because we really are at a critical stage in history, spiritually, socially, in that the millennial generation are facing challenges that would have been completely foreign, even to the great generation and my parents and grandparents, because of technology, mm-hmm. changes in technology, the way we assimilate information, the way we communicate with one another. There's also, you know, what our friend Russ Dizdar might even call the Black Awakening. Certainly not in American history have we ever seen a time where people are so open to occult influences.
Right.
And even much of the church, as we discussed recently with the release of the Second Coming of the New Age and the Pew research findings showing that in the church itself, in the local community, the assembly, right, that 60-70% of American Christians actually hold occult ideas, mm-hmm. you know, espouse New Age ideas. So this is critical, but now we're seeing it going even to another place, legislation, infanticide, the devaluation of what it even means to be a human. What we're communicating mm-hmm. to the millennial generation is frightening, frankly. Mm-hmm. The new Christian witches movement, where they're having their first annual conference this year, right, to teach that Jesus was a sorcerer and the Bible is a book of spells and magic. Right. And so it's incredible how much the church today, the real church, the body of Jesus Christ, and the body, of course, defined in Corinthians, which both of their books discuss so well, as made up of all these different parts. And each one of them important in terms of what they contribute to the nurturing, to the discipling of a generation. One of the fascinating points, and then I'll quit talking, but in Ali's book, The Millennial Paradox, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, is that no generation before this was less parented. In other words, single-parent families, where these kids, they need fathers, they need mothers, they need brothers, they need sisters, mm-hmm. they need mentors. And really what is key to reaching this generation is becoming that. And that's these giftings that Joe's talking about,
right.
Everyday champions, people simply being a friend, mm-hmm. caring for these kids. And what the statistics are showing, the kids are leaving, the millennials are leaving the church in droves, right? But where they are staying and where they are flourishing is because they have a very strong mentoring presence. And once they believe that somebody loves them, somebody cares about them, now they're open to your theology, to your deeper teaching, to going from the milk to the meat of the word. But not until then. A big concert isn't going to cut it, right? A coffee shop in the middle of the lobby is not what they're looking for, not primarily. Now, those are all fine furnishings, but they need mentors, friends, people that are everyday champions.
Right.
So, Allie, how much of this trend of millennials abandoning the church is due to more of a focus on style over substance?
Well, it's a complicated matter with the situation with the millennials leaving the church. And it's partly because of a communication gap that takes place. Millennials will say, we want a church that's new. We want a church that's willing to focus on the new and leave tradition behind. And so many churches have responded with the church makeover, with the coffee shop in the lobby. And they don't mean that kind of new. They mean a church that's willing to activate and take things to the streets. They want a church that's actively seeking a relationship with people and that gives them a community and a place to belong. Something important to remember is that these people can stream anything they want to their living room.
That's right.
They can wake up on a Sunday morning or furthermore any time during the week. And they can Google any kind of church service, any kind of rock concert. If they want it, it's out there and it's available for streaming. So if they show up at your church, it's because they are looking for an interpersonal connection of some kind. And that's the most important thing to remember. They're looking for programs, they're looking for facility, they're looking for all these different things, but what they're really looking for, truly, truly, is a place to belong.
Hmm. That's really interesting because this dovetails with something I've been reading lately about the demographics and why our population here in the United States and across all of the Western world is declining and is expected to begin declining after about 2050. It's because we don't have those interpersonal relationships anymore. We've substituted friends and coworkers for family. And here it seems what you're saying is that the church needs to step up and be the family to replace the aunts and uncles and cousins that used to surround our grandparents and great-grandparents.
Right.
Joe, how do we then, you know, take the gifts that God has given us? What are some of those gifts that we might apply to this situation making this happen?
Well, you so brilliantly outline, and so does Allie in her book, the need for family. That what the millennials are really looking for is big brother. They're looking for somebody to pat them on the back and tell them, hey, you do have some clever ideas. Let's talk about where you're coming from, but love them first. You know, 10,000 hours of conservative talk radio might have its place, but for the millennials, they've long since tuned it out. You're not going to shape their, well, for the most part, you're not going to shape most of their ideas by badgering them over the head with your political ideas. The only connection here that I believe has any lasting, true value that can change tomorrow's generation is the preaching of the gospel and showing these people love, which is, by the way, a perfect setup for the other part of what Champions is really about. In the book, Everyday Champions, it's not a biographical book about my life in its entirety, but I do outline some of the most embarrassing kind of tell-all chapters of my life, everything from during the early 90s when I got swept up into a lot of the let's import revival movements, the prosperity gospel teachings. I really wanted to be one of those supernatural, like enlightened, a member of the Corinth church from the first century who's created his own elite class of, you know, super Christian. I mean, for all, I'm being sarcastic, but the point is, at the time, I really thought, you know, I want to be enlightened. I want to be the guy that can be on TV and just blow in a direction and have 50 people fall over. And it's very embarrassing, but I disclosed that for the purpose of then being able to teach how that path left me totally wanting, totally empty, totally ineffectual, to really help or minister to people. And the people, by the way, you see me on the cover of the book, Everyday Champions. This is not me presuming to educate the audience at home as if I am the ultimate champion and I'm going to teach you how to unlock the keys to the Corvette. What it is actually the opposite of that. It's how when I was at my bottom or my wit's end or completely off the rails, I'm also evidence that you can have wonderful parents grounded in solid biblical theology and even be a pastor's son and still go off the beaten path and experiment with your own worldviews. So thank God I had parents to kind of help reel me back in. But at times, one of the things that they benefited from, which is in the book, Champion, Everyday Champions, Is the reinforcement of a positive worldview, a Christian worldview, and an example of what true Christianity actually looks like in the form of some of the champions that I point to in the book. So it's not me presuming to be the champion that's going to give you the keys to all of this. It's actually me pointing at the rock bottom chapters of my own life and then showing you that the people that stood in the gap for me as a true example of what real ministry looks like. Mm-hmm. Not the flashy stuff with the Corvettes and the big mega churches. I'm sure that's got its place for some. But what real grind work, the faithful, the behind the shadows, sometimes the thankless work of sweeping the floors in the church, of feeding the guy at the soup kitchen, the stuff that you may never get a pat on the back for. That is the stuff that in my life, as evidenced by how things have turned out for me now, that I'm still plugging away at some effort in the ministry when I could have ended up in prison, basically, is where I was headed at one juncture of my life, that those were the true everyday champions doing the labor of what real Christianity looks like. So everyday champions.
Yeah. Well, we'll define everyday champions. We'll find out how those everyday champions can play a role in bringing the millennials back into the church and giving them the grounding that many of us had growing up, were blessed to have, which obviously is lacking. Otherwise, they wouldn't be leaving the church. Also talk about a new contest. Tom Horn loves contests. The biggest one ever in Skywatch TV history. All of that after this.
The harvest field is widening, and we have an unprecedented opportunity to reach a lost generation during what may be our final years here on Earth. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection. This unbelievable collection includes Everyday Champions, where you'll discover the most overlooked spiritual gifts in the Bible. Learn to identify and operate in your own supernatural, God-given gifting. Discover what Paul actually meant when he wrote about the uncomely parts of the body of Christ. You'll meet real-life champions whose small investments equal huge contributions to the kingdom of God. And I personally share my experiences in both authentic and superficial religious institutions. In this timely collection, you'll also receive the Everyday Champions 4-week Skywatch television series on DVD, including interviews with Ali Anderson, myself, Joe Horn, Derek Gilbert, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Donna Howell. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive Ali Anderson's new book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, which is already being described as a definitive and urgent analysis regarding so-called unreachable millennials as key to the future of the church. You'll discover what devastating modern epidemics are sweeping our youth away from God, and what believers can do to intervene. How modern identity politics and economic stressors have robbed our youth of an opportunity to confront their destiny, and the real reason millennials are leaving the church, and what the body of Christ can do to reverse this trend before it's too late. This incredible collection also includes the Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox 13-week Teacher's Guide PDF on disc, perfect for small group discussion, church curricular use, teaching or preaching series, personal use or education. But we're still not done. At Skywatch TV, we are committed to reaching this generation with solid biblical teaching, which is why we're including free, that's right, free, the beautiful, classically oversized, Strong Systematic Theology 3-volume set. These large books are perfect for the researcher in your life and hold a retail value all by themselves of $150. Yours now for a limited time, absolutely free, when you order the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection. Sold separately, this huge assortment holds a retail value of $250. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to be part of what may be the greatest awakening the world has ever seen. Order the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to Skywatch TV. I'm Derek Gilbert. We're beginning a 4-week series on two important new books, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox and Everyday Champions. We've got the authors Joe Artis Horn and Ali Anderson with us, along with Skywatch TV CEO Tom Horn. Tom, let's jump into that real quick. You mentioned something before the broadcast. We needed to get this out before time gets away from us here. The biggest contest in Skywatch TV history?
Yeah, because we want people to have these two books, and we're going to talk about some other things. We're giving away a teacher's guide that you can use for doing 13 weeks of classes at a home study or in a church or a Wednesday night.
On the subject of how to effectively communicate
how to effectively communicate and reach millennials. So it goes into the material that's in both of these books.
Right.
We're giving that away free. Both of the two books would retail for $45, but we're making this entire thing available for $35 for a donation of $35. We're also including the Everyday Champions programs DVD. So it'll be all of the televised programs so that people can watch them again and be reminded or play them in their church.
Right.
And then the gigantic three-volume Strong's Systematic Theology.
Those are huge.
They're so big, I can't even get them on the screen. Look,
show the spine, though. These are huge.
Yeah. Well, they're oversized. They're giant books. Strong's, of course, you know, was the famous theologian, Augustus Strong, that produced the Strong's Concordance that most people are very familiar with. But this was really considered to be his magnum opus, his three-volume study in systematic theology. I picked these on purpose to give away with this series because there are things that are important, theology being one of them. We believe where true Christianity starts is familial, that the New Testament church was a community of individuals, each contributing in their own way, and that's what we've got to get back to, and that's what the millennials are screaming for, the sense of family. And we'll talk more about that in a moment. Now, you mentioned the contest. So we're giving away all this stuff. This has got to be like, I don't know, 200 and something.
I should have did the math, but it's a lot of money.
It's got to be something like $235, I think, for their donation of $35. But in addition to that, Allie's new book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, is the new contest Ottendorf book. So we're not going to get bogged down in the details here. If you want to participate in the contest, there are going to be two $10,000 winners. There are going to be 20 follow-up winners that will win shopping sprees at Skywatch TV store. If you want to know about the contest that's based on this, go to skywatchtv.com/contest. You'll see all the rules there. It's very similar to the last contest we ran at the end of the year that was very successful, except this time we're also going to allow you to email the answer to the question. If you guys remember, in the last contest, the phone was so lit up with people calling in that people were, they were getting delays.
Right.
So because the emails are also timed stamped, it'll just be the first two people that provide the answer to the contest, which will be an anagram they have to decode just like last time, and 20 follow-up people will win shopping sprees. SkywatchTV.com/contest for all the rules over there. Mm-hmm. But we're doing that because we want the highest volume of people to order this Everyday Champions collection, because we do believe that it's probably the most important thing we've ever published in terms of its ability to reach this generation. And we are on a precipice. We are literally at a moment in time where we are going to lose a generation. And yet, it could be that this is that generation that will fulfill prophecy too.
That's right.
That it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. This could be the final, look out onto the field, for it is ripe, ready for harvest.
Right. And I believe there's a lot of people right there, Derek, that God is prompting their heart. He's been preparing them. I'm on record 2 years ago on television. If you want to go back and look up the episode right after the election, I said, now is not the time for throwing political rocks. There's a harvest field coming. I really believe God tapped me on the shoulder right after the election, and he told me that this new movement wasn't going to look like the previous church that we all think of in the big, big, big buildings with the fancy cars. This is going to be young people. This is going to be people that may be ostracized from the church, that don't feel like they identify with a spiritual movement of any kind. But God is prepping their hearts. The spiritual leaders that I'm talking to, like Yaku Buyan, they're all resonating the same message God is culminating his people right now. And Everyday Champions and the Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox books are both tools that we feel is urgent and timely for taking those people right at the edge of the cliff and saying, you do have gifts. You were put here on this planet for such a time as right now. Here are the skill sets that God gave you. Here's how to completely unlock them, just to give them that little nudge in the right direction so that we can get on with this revival.
Well, and I would think in the next program, Joe, it'd be great if you could tell one of the stories from your life. Because when people see how easily they could fit in.
That's right.
To these type of very powerful, life-transforming abilities that have been...
Yeah, some of the most significant people that impacted my life in massive ways were never the big, big, big superstars on television. They were never the big, and I don't mean to sound like I'm being critical of people if you have a TV, we're sitting here in a TV program,
right.
You know. but what I'm getting at, these were, you know, Commander Dave Horde, my Royal Ranger commander when I was a kid. Miss Barbara Phillips, my fifth grade teacher during a time when I really needed a mentor. And again in the eighth grade, Mr. Bob Backstrom, one of my principals, operating in the gifts that God gave them for the most significant impact on my life, mm-hmm. where 100 hours of big time radio, or just I tuned it out. Mm-hmm. And that is the other part of the Everyday Champions book. And we will, in the coming weeks, I'm going to tell some of those stories and set some of the context for that. But these champions are out there, and it is you. It's the people working in the churches. It's the people feeding people in the soup kitchens. It's the people doing the things that our society maybe devalues. But I'm going to tell you that it is exactly what God put you here to do. If you're operating in His gifts, the return in heaven is unfathomable.
Yeah. As Mordecai told Esther, how do you know that you weren't created for such a time as this? That applies to you and me as well. Well, stay tuned for the next 3 weeks here on Skywatch TV as we continue our discussion of Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox and Everyday Champions with Joe Horn, Allie Anderson, and Tom Horn. I'm Derek Gilbert. We thank you for watching as we keep watch. This is Skywatch TV.
The harvest field is widening, and we have an unprecedented opportunity to reach a lost generation during what may be our final years here on Earth. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection. This unbelievable collection includes Everyday Champions. You'll also receive the Everyday Champions 4-week Skywatch television series on DVD, including interviews with Allie Anderson, myself, Joe Horn, Derek Gilbert, Dr. Thomas Horn, and Donna Howell. But we're just getting started. You'll also receive Allie Anderson's new book, Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox, which is already being described as a definitive and urgent analysis regarding so-called unreachable millennials as key to the future of the church. This incredible collection also includes the Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox 13-week Teacher's Guide PDF on disc, perfect for small group discussion, church curricular use, teaching or preaching series, personal use or education. But we're still not done. At Skywatch TV, we are committed to reaching this generation with solid biblical teaching, which is why we're including free, that's right, free, the beautiful, classically oversized, Strong Systematic Theology 3-volume set. Sold separately, this huge assortment holds a retail value of $250. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to be part of what may be the greatest awakening the world has ever seen. Order the Everyday Champions Ultimate Collection online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 1-844-750-4985.